When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis & Davis. We're not a real law firm.
Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Are you in the Lion King now?
It's just some random jungle 32-bit looking.
Where'd you get it from?
I typed in free movable Zoom backgrounds and downloaded a couple.
I paid for all mine. I'm stupid like that. Stupid is a stupid does.
What was that one called? That over there. Let's see what that one looks like. Add a video. Now, that one doesn't work, apparently. What the hell?
Well, I don't know.
Meh. Not gonna worry about it. Meh. Not gonna worry about it. All right, get rid of that. Oh, man. I'm a little tired today. What about you?
Why are you tired?
No, because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. And why am I not centered? Whatever. Oh, then I gotta get up early, say goodbye to Mackie because she went up back to Toledo, and went up to Akron to help a guy he used to work with put in a storm door in his front door while I was a little hungover. Got it done though. Still need some trim work on it, but got it all done. What about you?
Well, I edited about 10 minutes of our show. Yeah. That's about it.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is a stupid does, sir.
That's it was a long day. I actually emptied out my truck from the we had a yard sale, I guess is what you would call it, something like that. Anyways, the yard sale was like 3 weeks ago, and all the stuff was left in my truck.
And the stuff you didn't sell or stuff you bought?
All the stuff we didn't sell.
Ah, gotcha.
So I was like, okay, great. It's in my truck. Now it's 100 degrees out. And when your truck is full to the hilt with stuff, lots and lots of stuff, it kind of holds the heat. So my air conditioner is running full blast. My trip to work is like 15 minutes long, and my car never got cooled. because there was too much hot shit in my truck. So I finally got everything out. I proceeded to drive home, which took 5 minutes. My car was about 65 degrees.
Very nice.
I was like, yep, there's your issue. Oh, I'm not doing the brewmate today.
Yeah, we actually, it got pretty hot out today here. This is probably the second nice day we've had all year. I was sweating up a storm. Holy cow. So at the moment, I'm drinking Diet Mountain Dew with nothing in it. I will switch to something else here shortly, but
I don't think we're going to do a deep dive into Diet Mountain Dew.
No. Jolly Rancher.
Bag, 360 pieces. That will last me from now until New Year's, probably. I don't know. I find myself chewing on them a lot at work.
Don't actually chew on those things. They will.
I mean, suck.
Okay. All right. I used to crunch them, and like, oh God, my teeth started getting so sore. I was like, I gotta cut that out.
No, I put it between my cheek and gums and just let it sit there. And I did try, as everyone knows, my brother, who I missed this call tonight. My brother in the Pickerington prison told me that I should throw about 4 to 6, maybe even 8 Jolly Ranchers into a glass of water and let it sit overnight. That's what these guys do. They leave a cup of water under their bed and put like 8 Jolly Ranchers into it. So I tried it. That shit blows Kool-Aid away 100%. That is the best stuff since sliced bread, man. I myself am partaking in Gatorade and beer.
Two separate cups, hopefully. Okay.
Yes, unfortunately, I went out to the shed. It's 100 degrees outside. Instantly started sweating. And after about an hour and a half out there, I got the headache. And I was like, yep, gotta go drink down some Gatorade. So yeah. Other than that, I don't really have anything new since the last time we talked.
It was yesterday, so yeah, not a lot.
Yeah. How long have we been on for 10 minutes?
Okay.
10 minutes. Yeah. I'm kind of in that. I've been working all day. I'm starting to realize that doing all this extra stuff while I have a job really is kind of taking up a lot of my time, and I'm not liking that. Yeah.
We don't have to, if you need to go down to one show a week, not a big deal.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
And then after that, all we hear is
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
And when I find her, I will marry her.
Never!
And think I will be happy and my curse will be lifted.
And go off and rule the universe from beyond the grave.
Indeed!
Or check into a psycho ward, whichever comes first, huh?
I still love that movie.
Yeah, I do too. Such a good flick. Holy cow.
Mmm. Now, did you know where this one
insanity
was?
Runs in my family. It practically gallops.
In fact, it could gallop.
What's that one from?
Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, God.
Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it was we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, with the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain, and an athlete,
and a basket case, a princess,
and a criminal. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
I think that was about the only hit Simple Minds really had.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. My virtual background stops, and then...
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
You wear tights?
No, I don't wear tights. I wear the required uniform.
Tights.
Shut up.
I might have to cut that soundbite into a couple of pieces. Like every so often, I just want that shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
All right. Today's show is going to be
our
top
15.
Well, originally it was going to be top 10. And then Burke sent me something and said, hey, it's going to have to be 15. Then I started doing research and I was like, well, it's a top 20 for me. So I have five honorable mentions.
Okay.
And when
I could have done that too. I have one honorable mention.
When you hear the five honorable mentions, you're going to sit back and go, who the hell did he pick for the top 15?
Well, we got different tastes in comedy too. And
yeah. We do. I don't know. I'm raunchy. I mean, that kind of puts, are you okay?
I moved. Okay. Oh God. All right. I'm all right.
Sadite. All right.
Sadite.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go drain the main vein or take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Whatever floats your boat, man. That's the only way they're getting there.
We're going to have to take a little break here. Little commercial break.
Oh, goody.
Did we make it through that first section there without swearing?
Possibly.
Motherfucking shit.
Oh, God damn it.
We'll be right back.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this was the only hit she ever had.
Wasn't this a Prince song?
Yeah.
No, she had something else. She had... Yeah, what did she have? Quick, to the Googles.
The damn Googles.
Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. Top hits. Let's look at that. Yeah, I don't know any of those songs other than that one. I did try adjusting my mic volume and the Zoom mic stuff and still didn't work. Sorry.
Still doesn't work.
No, I mean, I can hear the music drowning out every time I talk. So.
Oh, yeah. That's, I sent an email to our lovely Zoom folks, and they said that that's just built into the thing. It is built into the thing so that when other people talk, the moderator can hear what they're saying.
We may want to try Discord at some point just to see if it's...
I haven't decided on Discord. I might actually go back to using Wirecast. Wirecast was fabulous. I loved it. I could actually... separate the audio.
Oh, well.
So that I could watch the audio coming in from you, watch the audio coming in from, like, right now with Zoom, I cannot see your audio levels when you're talking and stuff like that. So it's impossible for me to adjust during a show. I can't do it until we go and edit. And like I said, you were 20 decibels higher than me on the last show, on the meatball show.
Wow.
And I mean, you sounded normal in my ears. You know, I couldn't tell because it takes my audio away. I couldn't tell that my audio was quiet. Yeah. So I don't know if it was your microphone or was it my microphone turned down too low. So, yeah, I'm going to start looking into either Wirecast, Discord. Maybe we do the show on Twitch and the podcast becomes a secondary thing. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We always do. That's it. Hey, we are hired to solve problems, not make them. So
it's not a problem, it's an opportunity.
Exactly. So today, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to get the top 15 SNL comedians that Burke or myself have picked. We've each picked 15. I have 5 honorable mentions. This is based off of personal beliefs. Oh, fuck yeah.
The hell's that?
It's Wednesday weather alert. Test the system every night. 6:39.
Well, y'all do have those tornadoes.
Yep. Let me stop this. Hang on for a second. All right. Yes. You are so lucky that we don't have smell-o-vision. Made fajitas tonight. That was a bad idea. Yeah. Oh, what are you partaking in?
This is a bourbon actually produced by Gervasi Vineyards. They now have a still house. And it's not my most favorite bourbon, but it's really good. And it should be for the freaking price. This is damn near, well, it's a $65 bottle of bourbon, which I don't usually spend that on bourbons, but this is their rum cask bourbon. That's pretty good. Mm. Ain't gonna lie. Here, listen. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, let's see here. That sounds.
But. Okay. It's got a lot of different notes to it. You got some of that sweet. There's a little vanilla in there. You do kind of pick up that, not exactly rum flavor, but it's another one of those I may want to just drink it and think about it as opposed to drink it and trying to talk because it kind of demands your attention a little bit. But it's
okay.
It's very, very tasty. I'm dying to find the other stuff that I had at the restaurant the other night. I think it was their maple I forget, but oh my God, it was so smooth and tasty and oh God, it was good. But anyway, I digress.
Right. We were talking yesterday about the scents. I know that we're supposed to get into this as an owl thing.
And remember this.
Hold that a little bit closer. Oh, well, yeah.
Prince's Life and Purple Rain. That's what we're going to talk about.
Well, that's next week.
Sneak preview there for everybody.
I can't wait for that. That I'm actually excited about that one. Anyways, let me finish my shit. No. Sally. Hi, Sally. So we were talking about how Disney puts the scents.
Yes. Around. Yes.
And I sent you to Froggy's Fog, which is one of the manufacturers that they use. So I had to read off the list of scents that you can get from Froggies. Are you Ray?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Apple pie, baked bread, barnyard, boiler room, bubble gum, burnt rubber, campfire, cannonball.
Oh Jesus.
Chainsaw. Charred corpse.
Oh God.
Cherry. Chocolate chip cookie, cinnamon, circus animals, coffee, cotton candy, dumpster, electric chair,
oh God,
exhausted fuel.
If it's jet fuel, I love that smell.
Forest, fresh dirt. Garlic, gasoline, gothic. I can only guess what gothic is. Gunpowder. I love the smell of gunpowder. Haunted house. Hell. holiday spice.
Here I'm talking without my mic on.
Hell and holiday spice right next to each other.
Well, it's alphabetical order. Yeah, I get it. I bet hell's like all sulfur and everything. But I'm trying to figure out the difference between cannonball and gunpowder. What?
I don't know. I'm going to have to order it now. hospital. Here you go. Jet fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Lime mint mix.
Huh. That'd be good. That'd be like a mojito.
Manure. Mildew.
Yeah.
Mojito mint.
But I'll bet they label them differently. They're the same damn scent.
Mothballs. Ocean, peppermint, pine, poop, fart, popcorn, pumpkin spice, rainforest, raw sewage, rose, rotting decay tooth.
Ew.
Skunk.
Ugh.
Slaughterhouse.
Oh, God.
Stinky cheese. Strawberry. Sulfur.
There's hell.
Swampy marsh. Tropical. Urine.
Yikes.
Vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Verbena. Never heard of that.
Sounds familiar.
Volcano. Waffle cone. Whiskey. Wine cellar. And finally, zombie.
Verbena is a flower.
Oh, okay.
Also known as vervain. 150 species of annual and perennial herbaceous. All right, Wikipedia, what else you got for me? Anything about what it smells like? No. It has been used in herbalism and traditional medicine as an herbal tonic. Nah.
Hmm. Well, as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, that is froggiesfog.com. 2 ounces of your poop fart spray scented cologne is $23.99 and worth every ounce of what you're gonna pay for it.
Have you ever seen, I think his name is Mark Robber, he does the glitter bombs for people that steal packages?
Yes,
he uses a fart spray, which I'm pretty sure is probably very close to that. Oh, he did a great one. He did a crossover with the guys that hack into the Indian call centers, the scammers. You know, they call up and say that they're, you know,
yes,
Amazon or whatever. They sent, they made a device that would open up at a predetermined time, and you can stuff it with like mice or cockroaches or something like that. It's a They did like 4 different things in this call center. And he had a water bottle, but the top of the lid also unscrewed, and they had this like nausea-inducing scent of some sort in there. So yeah, that was a fun little video.
Yes, I'm all about that. All about that.
I love that stuff.
Ooh, that's another idea. Favorite YouTube channels between us.
It's a boating for me.
Well,
20 boat channels.
You just talked about the the guys that do the glitter bombs. So, yeah. so you have to watch other stuff as well.
Corridor Crew, you know who they are?
No.
Oh, dude, it's a special effects channel. It's freaking awesome. All right.
I hope you didn't hear me swallow.
No, but I heard you clank the cup down on the table. All righty, you have 5 runners up, and I have one.
Oh, my number 20 is Rob Schneider.
I can see that.
Did
the cop machine? Is that the cop machine guy?
That is the cop machine guy. He was also
copies.
Yes. he was also in the movie not Ron Burgundy. Maybe he wasn't Ron Burgundy.
He was in The Waterboy.
He was in The Waterboy, but he was in The Race Car Driver with Will Ferrell. What was that?
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights, yes. He was the crew chief in that. Ah, Rob Schneider was brilliant on Saturday.
Didn't he also do a? Didn't he do a one where he was a movie where he was the gigolo? I actually enjoyed that movie. Yes,
The American Gigolo.
Deuce Bigelow.
That was it. And he also played a guru.
No, you're thinking Mike Myers.
Oh, he's my number 16. So yes, Mike Myers only made the honorable mention.
Wow. List. Yeah, I told you we're gonna have a way different list. That's good though.
David Spade was 17.
Huh?
Colin Quinn was 18.
Oh, I forgot about Colin. Yeah.
And Chris Farley was 19. That wow. one. Well, actually, Chris Farley was tough for me. I really wanted to get him into the top 15, but I couldn't.
Yeah. It's all right, man.
There were just other people that I thought were intensely funnier than Chris Farley. So anyway,
and my list is a little weird because I think I was more aimed for people that made me laugh even outside of Saturday Night Live. So like people that went on to do bigger things, kind of.
Okay. Well, I was kind of the same way. Yeah. I didn't leave this down to just Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
If I would have left it down to just Saturday Night Live, Tina Fey would have made it on my list. But the stuff that she did after Saturday Night Live, I didn't think it was all that funny. It was more slapstick type comedy, and that's not what I'm into. I mean,
we may discuss that later in my list. Who knows?
We'll see.
All right, so those are all your runners ups.
Those were all of my runners up.
My runner up was Maya Rudolph, who did Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce Knowles, Kamala Harris. Her original characters were Britannica. After Saturday Night Live, she was in a couple of hit comedies like Grown Ups, Bridesmaids, Sisters. She had voice roles in Big Hero 6, Luca,
yeah,
Big Mouth, which I love that show, and Mitchell's versus the Machine. She was also in Idiocracy, which is one of my guilty pleasure movies. I love that movie.
Okay.
For her portrayal as United States Senator and Vice Presidential Candidate Kamala Harris, she won the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series. Not too shabby, huh?
Not shabby at all.
Won a couple of, let's see, won an MTV Movie Award for Bridesmaid, some Independent Spirit Award. Looks like 2. Voiceover for that, Saturday Night Live, episode of Eddie Murphy, Lizzo. What else did she win? Primetime Emmy for Saturday Night Live and Big Mouth. There you go. All right, that's my runner-up.
Awesome. I think didn't I start the last I don't, God only knows.
I don't know.
Do you want me to start or do you want?
I'll go. I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. Number 15, Chris Rock. Saturday Night Live cast member, 1990 to 1993. And he did I think he came back as a cameo and did a presidential election skit with Dave Chappelle that was fucking hilarious. He would do Weekend Update bits like why Colin Powell will never be vice president. Look that one up. It's hilarious. He used to do a character called Nat X from The Dark Side, where he was like the angry kind of Black Panther looking dude. But then he also, in that same sketch, played Michael Jackson. And that was just because he's talking to himself. That was a great sketch. he's got this one bit on there. He said, all towns have two malls, the white people mall and the mall white people used to go to. movie credits include Beverly Hills Cop 2, Lethal Weapon 4, Dogma, of course, Osmosis Jones, and Madagascar. So that's all I got with Mr. Rock.
Ooh. So what I'm doing is I'm going to highlight on my list anything that you say that is on my list or anything that I say that's on yours.
Fair enough.
I'm
not going to do that. If you said shit, I'm just going to go right over top of
my shit. I understand. my number 15 is a female.
I felt bad that I didn't have a bunch of females on here.
I didn't have a bunch of females either.
Some of them were hilarious. I mean, it just, you know.
She was born August 2nd, 1959 in Miami, Florida. I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to see if you can figure this out.
Thank God.
She was raised in a Bible-believing piano-playing gymnastics home with no TV.
Oh, dear God.
Her dad was a gymnastics coach, so she competed in gymnastics from age 5 to 18. She was a cheerleader and a homecoming queen. She attended Florida Bible College and received a gymnastics scholarship to Furman University. Afterwards, she attended Auburn University for 1 year and ended up in Hollywood, California, for summer stock, where she met Johnny Crawford, who played the rifleman.
Oh, wow.
Crawford sent her a one-way ticket to Hollywood and put her in his nightclub act.
What was the date of birth?
Her date of birth was 1959.
I'm going to go with Jane Curtin.
And?
Oh, must be Gilda Radner then. Oh, God. Lorraine Newman? I give up, man.
A personal quote from her is, progressive is the new word for communism. Nothing? She dated Weird Al Yankovic.
Jesus. I mean, I used to work with a gal that dated Weird Al Yankovic, but...
Her ex-husband is a fire eater.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Who is this?
What? One more. Known for her handstands, poetry, original ukulele songs. All these were used on Saturday Night Live. High squeaky voice and messy blonde hair.
I I'd have to see a list of the cast members. I don't know. Who is that?
Victoria Jackson.
Oh, shit. I was just watching a video about UHF, too, today, which she starred in.
She was on Saturday Night Live. Oh, she started in the 80s.
Yeah, she was like the second wave kind of.
Yes. And yeah, let me find her Saturday Night Live stuff right here. 1986 to 1992. She starred with several. She was in 109 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Of Saturday Night Live. And some of her highlights that she had were 1992, working with Woody Harrelson, Tom Hanks, Jerry Seinfeld, Sharon Stone, and Mary Stuart Mastrantonio.
I like Barry. I like Mastrantonio.
Sorry, Mary Stuart Masterson, not Mastrantonio. I like her too, though. Blonde hair, really, really short hair. She's just, I love her. All right, so that is my number 15.
My number 14 is really short, which is odd because that's his name, Mr. Martin Short.
Ooh.
1984 to 1985. He's only on there a year, but his Ed Grimley character was great. Plays the triangle, finds himself in bizarre situations. What did I lose? I must have lost a bunch of stuff because I have nothing else about Martin Short. It was one of those guys that he went on to do what, Three Amigos and
Three Amigos. Things.
Yeah.
No. And the pinnacle Martin Short movie is Captain Ron.
Oh yeah.
That is the best movie. I love that movie.
And he teamed up again with Steve Martin for a Hulu movie of all things. It's kind of like a whodunit. They live in a New York high rise. Somebody gets murdered and they have a podcast. And it's like, I got to watch this thing one of these days.
Wow.
Yeah. I apologize. I don't have any more than that. I screwed the pooch on that one. Must have hit the back button for some reason. And
dude, it's all good. I didn't do a lot of mixing in what their skits were.
I mean,
so you know, it's okay. I will, however, take you to my number 14. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm gonna give you some trivia, and let's see if you can figure this out.
Oh Lord,
he was born November 18th, 1953 in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Notice I said he.
Oh, that was nice of you.
He is an American comedian and actor known for Saturday Night Live, Stanley the Gatekeeper, Little Nicky, Mr. Cheezle from Grandma's Boy, Doug Wilson from The Weeds, and the voice of Glenn Martin DDS. He acted in many other films starring Adam Sandler, including Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, and 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, and it's just, I'm drawing a blank. That's not Adam Sandler. That is Adam Sandler. Who was Rob Schneider? I'm blanking on this one. Adam was in that. Dan Aykroyd?
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon was in 50 First Dates.
Yes.
I did not know that. I don't remember him there. And there are some skits from him. I absolutely love the indecisive stuff when he was like, you know, he starts getting into something, you know, it's like this was totally and unadulteratedly, you know. You know what? No, I'm way off track. Forget I said any of that stuff. No.
Now, Kevin Nealon was one of I always had this thing about the newscasts.
Yeah, we can update, and the skits were great.
And Kevin Nealon was awesome every time he was doing the newscast. Because you kind of believed him right up until he said what he was going to say, but then you'd look at his face and you'd be like, God, I still need to believe him.
he had a great deadpan. He was killer deadpan. Oh my God.
So Kevin and his wife, Susan Yeagley, became the parents of a son, Gable Nealon, on January 2007.
Oh, wow.
That's
late in life for them, isn't it?
That's what I thought. I mean, he was born in 1953, so I guess it's not too bad for them. His father was Irish descent and his mother was English. But Kevin Nealon is as well a part of that Groundlings group, like the guy that you just said, Martin Short. Canadian comedian
troop. SCTV stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, well, not just that. There's a group. It's totally now, killing me to not remember.
Yeah, no, I know I know the group you're talking about, but I can't recall the name of the group. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought it was the Groundlings.
That may be it.
Anyways, there you go. Number 14 down. Up to you, my friend.
My number 13. Okay. And once again, I've lost stuff. All right, whatever. My number 13 is Kenan Thompson.
Oh, I did not have him on my list.
Get this, 2003 to present day. He is now officially the longest running cast member in the show's history.
I was going to say, he's still on, isn't he?
He is still on, yes. If you've ever seen the skit about the ordering the lobster at a diner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this Les Miserables. It is hilarious. He played Star Jones when they did The View on Saturday Night Live. And Darnell Hayes, the host of Black Jeopardy, is some of my favorite stuff. That is a great, great series of sketches. He plays Steve Harvey on Family Feud. He did Darius Trump on Them Trumps, basically a black Donald Trump, and that's good stuff. He played the uncle on the Black Panther sketch. That was great. Did Bill Cosby as the not so perfect cellmate in Jail Cellmate skit. And then he was also, you know, he'd done stuff like Good Burgers. He was on Snakes on a Plane. He did a show called All That, and he did a show called Kenan and Kel, which I'd seen all that, you know, the earlier stuff because my girls were watching that stuff. And then when I saw he was on Saturday Night Live, I'm like, okay. But yeah, he's a great fit, and just whatever he does, he does it really, really well. So the props to that kid.
Awesome. 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 All right, sir.
That'd be number 13 to you? Yeah.
All right. Born September 24th, 1948 in Ontario, Canada.
Mike Myers. Damn it.
In 1986, Phil,
Phil Hartman.
You got it. Wait,
bastard.
His best sketches in my book were, did you ever see his president Bill Clinton at McDonald's?
Oh, oh God. Yeah. Where he like grabs everybody else's food. Oh my God.
There was that one. There was the unfrozen caveman lawyer that I loved.
Oh God. I had forgotten about that one. That is awesome too.
And then his other sketch, that was fucking incredible. This guy could he could mimic almost anyone on key, but his best mimic was the Frank Sinatra group Sinatra is sitting in his tuxedo and bow tie and telling people how life is and all this, and I'm just
they're like doing auditions for some video and other like Sinead O'Connor comes on, I was like, all right, skinhead, get off the stage.
Oh my Lord, I love Phil Hartman. You know, unfortunately he did die.
Yeah, murdered by his wife. Sad.
Murder. I thought it. Yeah.
1998.
Yeah. Murder.
Gone too soon.
By Bryn Hartman. Wow. You just can't. Well,
it's hard to wrap your head around that, isn't it?
That's very hard to. Did you hear everything that she was on?
Uh-uh.
Bryn had alcohol, cocaine, and Zoloft in her system. So you've got this depressant Zoloft and the cocaine working against each other.
And you're drunk on top of that?
Yeah, and you're drunk on top of it?
She probably thought he was a alien from outer space, and yeah, who knows?
The quote from his friends is really sad, because you could tell that he loved his wife. She had problems. Anyways, Phil Hartman, I loved him. He was incredible as a newscaster as well.
Oh yeah.
And you'll see on my list, there's a lot of the newscasters, because that was my favorite part of Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah.
All right, sir, we are up to your 12.
My number 12 is a cast member that was on from 1990 to 1996, and also a host twice. He used to play Dick Clark's receptionist, Total Bastard Airlines, and over 23 Impressions. Care to take a guess?
Dana Carvey.
Nope. David Spade.
Oh, he was down here.
And he did impressions of Brad Pitt, Christian Slater, Chris McGlover, Dennis Leary, Gunnar Nelson from the Nelsons, Jack Fosworth, Joan Rivers, Joseph Goebbels, oh God, Kurt Cobain, Martha Stewart, Matthew Broderick, Michael J. Fox, a number of other ones. He has actually 79 IMDb credits for acting, including uncredited voices on Beavis and Butthead. Plus, he was Joe Dirt, you know, and The Emperor's New Groove. He was also in PCU, which is one of those little known movies. Pivens was in that. John Favreau was in that. That's a fun movie to watch.
Mm.
That is all I got for Mr. Spade.
Okay. At 10, we're gonna have to take a break. I do have to pee.
You got a little ways to go, my friend, but that's good. You know, you're hydrated again. That's good.
Okay. My guy is number 11, 12. Damn it.
Maybe we'll break at 11. Hard to say.
Okay. My next gentleman was born June 2nd, 1955 in Missoula, Montana. His run on the SNL started in joined the repertory company of Saturday Night Live in 1986. And I think he left in 1990. Right. Well, I think he stayed in. He started making movies after that. Let's actually, I could tell you right here. All my notes are fucked up. That's really starting to piss me off.
Yeah, apparently mine are too. So,
I that makes no sense to me. How could they be fucked up? I just did them 3 days ago.
On your new A computer? Oh, by the way, going back to David Spade.
Yes,
I use the line "bye bye now, bye bye" all the time.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Did you not understand? What did you not understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. Bye-bye. Anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, go pull up some...
Ridiculous that they don't even have SNL listed on his credits.
Are you looking at on IMDb? Sometimes you're looking at a writer's credits first, then actor's credits.
Nope, I am looking at actors. How could he not be lit? Okay, I'm going to tell you who it is.
Okay,
it is the church lady,
Dana Carvey,
Wayne's World. Dana. Yes, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
How could that not be listed as an actor on SNL? It says that he joined in 1986.
1986 to
1993
is his tenure.
Yeah. Oh, apparently you probably have Dana Carvey on there.
I might have Dana Carvey on there.
Yeah, all they have him listed is as a TV special of Saturday Night Live in 1992. Anyways. Curry,
actors, Wayne World. Come on. There you are. No. Very top of the list under actors. Saturday Night Live TV series, 86 to 2016. Because apparently he's also done hosting on there.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's the reason you couldn't find it, because the 2016 is near the top of the list. That's the problem.
All right. That's a big problem. All right. So his top skits on Saturday Night Live, number one is going to be Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. But what I really liked him in is "It Wouldn't Be Prudent at This Juncture."
Dude, his bush was so on point. 1,000 points a lot coming together. It's bad. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
The other skit that I loved him in was Chopping Broccoli.
Chopping Broccoli. Yeah, that songwriter. Broccoli. Just chop a broccoli.
And I think the last one that I could bring up is Hans and Franz.
Oh God, yes. I mean that's like part of the lexicon of life at that point. It's now, you know.
Did you ever hear what started that whole thing?
I assume they wanted to do a skit about Arnold Schwarzenegger, but weren't allowed to.
They were literally mimicking Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they couldn't say that because the SNL higher up said, no, you can't fuck with Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, he'll come kick our ass and sue us to boot.
And I mean,
did he show up on their show at some point?
He showed up on their show. Just like, okay, in the very first sketch, they were
like talking about a picture of him in the background. They had a cutout of Arnold in the background of that sketch, didn't they?
Yes. Well, in the very first skit, what they were doing was they were talking about how Patrick Swayze was the best non-Arnold actor in the world. While chastising his character in
Ghost. Oh God, that's great.
And one of the episodes later on was Patrick Swayze coming in and screwing with Hans and Franz.
I have a cat that demands pets. He's sitting right here. Hi, Kendrick. The only time he wants petted and loved is when I'm busy. Whatever. Alrighty then. Any more?
No, that is all for that. And alrighty. Hey, I am gonna have to stop us for a second because
the Gatorade has hit rock bottom.
No, there's that, and I smell something, and it doesn't smell right. It's like a chlorine.
Electrical.
Oh. It's like, no, it's a chlorine chemical smell. I have to
check on some. We'll break now and be back soon, folks.
We'll be back.
Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you, with or without you.
I hit the damn squirrel with a rock today.
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I remembered.
This was my band in the 80s.
I was never a huge U2 fan. I love the song Gloria.
Oh, that's a great song. That's off their War album. Oh. Yeah,
and then after that, it was like, I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't hate the people that loved them. It just wasn't me. Doesn't that guitar playing sound a lot like the guitar playing from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yes, it does. I was trying to remember. I went to the University of Akron with a girl named Carrie, and I'm trying to remember her last name, but I can't remember her last name. And dude, I just, for some reason, I was massively in love with this girl. I don't know why. She was
big boobs.
No, she was skinny, had curly hair. She was drop dead gorgeous. To me, I mean, she was kind of a goth chick, which
she ticked off all the boxes for you basically then, huh?
Yeah, and I mean we went to the movie theater at the University of Akron to watch the premiere of Rattle and Hum.
Oh wow, cool.
And I was like, man, this is great. This is everything's going good. Everything's going great. And right after the movie was over, I was like, hey, do you want to come over to my place? And she said, you know, I'm so glad that we're good friends. And I went, I'm going to go home now.
And slit my wrists.
Never listen to you two fucking again. Thanks, Bono.
All right, where did we leave off?
You can tell that I'm
what the where are all my notes going?
We are on year 11, sir.
Yeah, I know, but like I have a blurb and that's it. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, what did you do? Did you not save it?
It's Google. You type it, it already saves it. I don't know. All right, whatever. We're gonna wing it. Let's go to here first. Da-da-da. All right. Alrighty then. My number 11. Cast member, 1997 to 1999 as a writer, 1999 to 2006 as the head writer, 2000 to 2006 as a cast member. Mm-hmm. Weekend update anchor from 2000 to 2006, 5 times host. Care to take a guess?
When was his last stint?
Born in 1970 in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh, this guy's gonna be like in the new versions, which I never watched.
Could be a girl.
Tina Fey.
It is Tina Fey. Congratulations. Hit the buzzer.
Hey, wait.
Good.
I just love that. Ding, 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 dong.
So she has in IMDb, she has 27 writer credits and 47 actress credits. She wrote and was in Mean Girls, which is actually, I love that film. I absolutely love that.
I know
film.
You do. I don't get it.
It's smart. It was written by Tina Fey. It's a smart movie. It really is. And you got another SNL guy in there. And I can't remember his name, but she also wrote and starred in 30 Rock, which I never saw the show, but I know it was damn popular.
Yeah.
It was real popular.
I watched her on 30 Rock. I actually loved crazy guy who just shot his director.
Alec Baldwin
in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me give you I gotta go IMDb here. Let's see. Writer for Mean Girls, Mr. Mayor, Saturday Night Live. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, 75th Golden Globes Awards, 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live, Mean Girls. She was actually in a movie. Let me see if I can find this one. It was something like Foxtrot, something or other. She played a writer going over to like Saudi Arabia or something like that. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is the name of the movie.
That was
2016.
It, yeah.
Not exactly a comedy. They played it straight. There was comedic elements to it. I thought she was fantastic in that movie. It was a totally underrated movie. Inside Amy Schumer, Admission, The Simpsons, Conan, iCarly, Phineas and Ferb. Wow. SpongeBob SquarePants. Ponyo. She was in a Miyazaki. Wow. Okay. Baby Mama, Beer League, Mean Girls, Martin Orloff. Yep. Upright Citizens Brigade. That was a good show. So, yes, that I like her a whole lot. And her Sarah Palin is just like maybe the single best impression ever on Saturday Night Live. Because Sarah Palin came on stage and didn't seem like Sarah Palin. They were doing it together. They were both on stage together. Tina was Sarah Palin and Sarah Palin was there. And I thought Tina Fey did a better job of it. So anyway, that's all I got on Ms. Tina Fey.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Born Houston, Texas, October 1st, 1950. His brother is a very famous actor. He was only on SNL for 1 year. 1985 to 86.
Jim Belushi.
In 1987, SNL staff fired everyone but three people. He proceeded to carry on making movies, playing what is that called when they're not the lead actor,
supporting actor
roles in movies such as Independence Day, National Lampoon's Vacation, National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
Oh shit. What's his name? He's not a Swayze. Who is he?
He starred in the movie Kingpin.
I'm drawing a blank as to his name, but yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He is at this point in time a fugitive from justice.
Really?
Living in Canada, but wanted by the IRS in the United States.
Oh my God. Quaid!
Randy Quaid.
There it is. Oh my God.
Now, Randy Quaid was only on SNL for 1 year. And the thing is that Randy Quaid, he's a character himself. He's not a character actor. He's a character himself.
Yeah, he didn't do a lot of impressions, but yeah, no. He's just, yeah.
But
yeah, Independence Day, I loved him in Independence Day. Oh my God.
If you, what, independent vacation, man,
he is Clark.
Best bumbling idiot that you will ever find, but he ends up being smarter than Clark Griswold.
Got all his money buried in the front yard.
Now, the funny thing is that character from National Lampoon's ended up on Saturday Night Live, basically.
Oh, really? That's funny.
He replayed the hillbilly. Well, replayed, I think.
Brother.
I think that came out before Vacation, or Saturday Night Live was before Vacation. But that's what I fell in love with him on SNL. His little stupidity type thing.
He does play the bumbling idiot very well.
Freaking hilarious.
Oh my God, he was on Ren and Stimpy.
Yes.
Let's see, Saturday Night Live, 85 to 91. Christmas Vacation,
okay,
was 89.
But he was a guest
Oh, okay, guys. So 85, let's see.
85 to 86, he was full time on the cast.
Oh, no. National Lampoon's Vacation was 1983. So he had the character first on the movie, then transitioned it over to SNL, which is, I'm okay with that. Yeah,
Can you name his brother?
Bob Newhart? No. Something Quaid.
Dennis.
Is it Douglas? Dennis Quaid?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. We're up to your number 10, sir.
All righty. Number 10. Cast member 1990 to 1995.
Dennis Miller.
No. And why he's not on my list, I have no clue. I saw him live in Cleveland as a stand-up and loved him. He only has 18 IMDb credits, but most of them were big hits. He was in both Wayne's World, Airheads, Billy Madison, and Tommy Boy.
Mike That's Myers.
It. No, Chris Farley.
Oh.
He did. Let's see.
Well, that means that I can highlight his name too.
A bunch of reoccurring characters, Todd O'Connor, The Van by the River. I loved when they did it in Spanish. Yo vivo en el van, cerca de un río. He did impressions of Tom Arnold, Simon Le Bon, Jerry Garcia, Joe Esposito, Hank Williams Jr., F. Lee Bailey, Dom DeLuise. Dude, and honestly, him dancing with Patrick Swayze for the audition for the dancing, the male stripper thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You've never seen Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze together on Saturday Night Live for Chippendales Dancer.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I do remember, because that was Hans and Franz. That was when Patrick Swayze went on and did the Hans and Franz as well.
Now, a little bit of trivia here. In the game that I've been playing for 15 plus years, World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Two-headed ogres have a dance, and they copied that dance directly from Chris Farley's dance in that sketch.
They did not,
I swear to God. Look up all the dances on World of Warcraft and look at the two-headed ogres. It's exact, and they'll show you it's exactly the dance.
Oh my gosh.
He will live on forever.
Okay.
I also love when he's like playing the really introverted guy trying to ask questions of people, and he's like, "Yeah, that was really cool." Like, he could go like turn it up to 11, but he could dial it back to 2. And still be funny. It was good stuff. All right, that's all I got on Mr. Farley there.
All right. Let's see here. I am looking for
this. Your number 10.
Well, I see my number 10. I just
don't see all the notes. Yeah, we're all having it. We have issues. Well, we know we have issues, but we're having technical issues to boot.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
And this show is a little rushed. We all had, both of us had a ton of crap going on this last week. I mean, it was a ton of crap.
There's just, yeah, there's too much shit going on.
Life gets in the way of fun. It sucks.
Yes. Well, he's been on a whole bunch of that. Where's just Saturday Night Live? Okay. I have to. Oh, you see, there you go. It was
up at the top because he was a host.
It took me to his writer stuff first.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. You see, that's no bueno. All right. This actor, born November 3rd, 1953, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Was on Saturday Night Live from 1985 to 1991. He had one role on Saturday Night Live, and that is it. Any guesses?
Nah, not on my list.
Played the Weekend Update news anchor.
85 to, oh, that's got to be Dennis.
It is Dennis Miller. And in SNL terms, he was the longest newscaster they ever had.
Oh, wow.
But he was also the most impressioned news anchor there ever was, including being acted as by Dana Carvey.
Jay Maurer did an impression of
Jimmy
him.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. He did was the newscast.
Yes.
But he
might have showed up in like two skits ever.
He was brilliant in it.
Oh God. He was so, his comedy was so ethereal, scathing, heady. Like I said, I went to see him live in Cleveland for stand up, and he was brilliant at that too. I love Dennis Miller to death.
Holy God. I saw him in Cleveland at a theater, and I can't remember what theater it was. In 1987 or 88, I can't remember which it was. Literally the same theater that I saw Howie Mandel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Howie Mandel when he had hair. There's
hi, Kitty.
There's another brilliant actor. Dennis Miller could impersonate people as well. He impersonated George Harrison, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. He would play Crosby. I was sad when he left. That was actually
he had a stint on what, NFL football?
Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And they hated him because they didn't understand.
That's the Monday Night Football stuff was I want to say that was later. It was like 1994.
Sometime then, yeah.
That they started. Here, I'm gonna look it up. So he did that from 1994. No, he started in 2000, and he beat out Rush Limbaugh, Tony Kornheiser, to be a color commentator on ABC's Monday Night Football.
Oh my God!
Gosh, I love Dennis Miller.
The most sarcastic person I think that's ever walked the face of the planet.
Oh yeah, and he can do it with a straight face. He had his own TV show for a while.
That I didn't know.
The Dennis Miller Show. And I do not remember that, so I don't think that it went that well. But he has guest appearances in Boston Public, The Daily Show, Hannity and Combs, News Radio, The O'Reilly Factor, The Norm Show, Real Time with Bill Maher, Sports Center, Dinners, Drive-ins, and Dives. As well as the regulars, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Late Show with David Letterman, Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and WWE Raw. I mean, shit, you haven't made it until you're
That's being right.
suplexed. All right, sir, you are on your number 9.
I think I still use a Dennis Miller line, and it was something to the effect of he got knocked down harder than a narc at a biker rally.
Just well, yes.
Alrighty, my number 9. I'm not gonna say person. My number 9 guy, cast member from 1986 to 1993, did impressions of Abe Vigoda, Adolf Hitler, Al Gore, Andy Rooney, Burt Convy, Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, Bill Moyers, Bob Dylan, Cary Grant, Casey Kasem, Charles Grodin, Dennis Quaid, Ellen DeGeneres, Dick Cheney, Dennis Miller, Gallagher, Gary Crosby, George Burns,
Here's
George
my guy.
Bush.
Here's my guy.
Yeah, like it's 40 plus impressions long. And only had a couple of like reoccurring characters. Chris, who was Pat's love interest, one of the elevator fans. This is the grumpy old man. Okay, this will give it away. Hans. Church lady.
I already said who it was.
I know.
I already said it was Dana Carvey. My guy.
Yep. Garth Algar and church lady. Some of the best skits ever on the show. The church lady slayed me every single time I watched that stuff.
Oh, what was the best line from the church lady? What was that? She always had something.
Satan.
Could it be Satan?
I'm kind of sad he never did much after that. And for the life of me, I don't know why I did not look up his IMDb stuff. But you know.
He did do a lot. He did a lot afterwards. But
I'd be able to type this in if there wasn't a cat sitting on my keyboard.
Well...
I think it's movable. And now it doesn't work. Why not?
He was in Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
Go figure. Wayne's World 2, the Miser's Disguise. Is that the Master of Disguise? In 2002. Not a great flick.
48 credits as an actor.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot.
No, he just like, yeah, I mean, he's a better supporting role than
he was in Little Nicky, which was
referee, right?
Yeah,
Master of Disguise. Yeah, Trapped in Paradise, Road to Wellville. Yeah, just yeah, Fairly Odd Parents. That's kind of cool. Every time he was on
Opportunity Knocks, he was all right.
This is Spinal Tap. Oh my god, yes. He was in Spinal Tap?
Yes.
That's awesome.
but all he did was play the waiter.
Hey, anybody in Spinal Tap is a win.
Halloween 2.
Oh my God, he was really?
Yes. Yeah, he was in
a couple things.
A couple of things, but you know, he was, I honestly believe that he was a better TV actor than he was movie actor.
And like I said, and better in a supporting role than a lead.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I love him to death. I mean, Wayne's World is
Wayne's universal. World. Wayne's World. So that means that Dana, okay, I got Dana Carvey highlighted now. All right, sir. We're up to my number nine.
Yes.
Gentleman was born July 21st, 1957 in Tarzana, California. He is an American comedian and actor from Tarzana who is known for voicing Jay Sherman from The Critic and for being a Saturday Night Live cast member in the 1990s.
Oh God, I kind of wanted him on my list and now I cannot remember his name. Oh my God.
He met Phil Hartman at the Groundlings in 1984.
There's your Groundlings link. Yep. Ah, there he is. John Lovitz.
I started to really, really like him with the Pathological Liar.
Yes.
Character.
I pulled that stint in one of our college classes, I think. No. It's my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah.
Now here's the piece of trivia. I don't know if you're gonna get this one right or not. Do you know the Pathological Liar's first name?
No, I don't.
Do you know the Pathological Liar's last name?
No, I don't.
Tommy Flanagan, of which John Lovitz is nowhere near Italian, or I mean Irish. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to name off 1, 2, 3 other skits that I loved him in.
Okay.
Master Thespian.
Oh God, yes. And I use the line, it's acting. I was acting all the time.
Phil Hartman and John Lovitz just knew how to bounce off of each other.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How about this one? The Annoying Man.
Oh God, I vaguely remember that sketch.
Dennis Miller. This was one of the ones where Dennis Miller was actually in the sketch. And all he was there for was for John Lovitz to make him miserable. The Annoying Man makes a New Year's resolution to not annoy Dennis Miller anymore and fails. And the third one, which I think is the one that I think he was famous for, this one was Time to Make the Donuts. And it was a skit based on the commercials for Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
It's time to make the donuts. Then time to die. He takes his own life after making the last batch of donuts.
little dark, but good stuff.
Oh my gosh, it was freaking hilarious. And that was actually directed by Will Ferrell.
Oh my God.
Will Ferrell directed that, and he got so pissed off because John Lovitz kept ad-libbing through the whole thing. He finally screamed at John in one of the rehearsals to tell him to quit ad-libbing. Oh, those are the days, man. Those are the days.
Oh yeah.
All right. So that was my
number nine. So I'm up to number eight. This will sound familiar to you. Cast member, 1986 to 1994, 20 different recurring characters, including Frankenstein. His impressions include Andy Griffith, Andy Rooney, Barbara Bush, Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby, Bob, Burt Reynolds, Dame Edna, Dick Cheney, Donald Trump. Wow, I didn't know that one. Ed McMahon, Elton John, Frank Bartles, I'm assuming it's Bartles and James, Frank Sinatra, Isaac Asimov, Jim Baker, Jimmy Swaggart, Johnny Cash. Wait a minute. Oh, he keeps going. Peter Graves, good Lord. Oliver Stone, Oral Roberts, Ozzy Osbourne, Pat Buchanan, Pete Rose, Phil Donahue, good Lord. This gentleman worked with Paul Rubens initially.
Loved Paul.
Did voices for The Simpsons, Ren and Stimpy, and an uncredited dink on Spaceballs. Dink, 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 dink.
I hope you're not asking me to guess.
Take a guess.
I mean, I would probably say Mike Myers.
Nope, close. I think you had him before. He's one of yours.
David Spade?
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He was in Spaceballs.
No, he was uncredited as a dink in Spaceballs.
Oh.
Yeah, which I had no clue about. But his Frankenstein was hilarious. Fire. Great impressions. Fabulous impressions. Played Captain Carl on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes.
Voices on The Simpsons, including Troy McClure. He was also in Fletch Lives. News Radio, the TV series from 95 to 98.
Yes, he was incredible. Well, that's when he killed it or got killed.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
That was one of my favorite shows. I love it.
Yeah, good stuff. 94 actor credits on IMDb, and sadly murdered by his wife in 1998. Yep. That's all I got about him.
Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.